Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. The gossip site eOnline has deleted an article from its website after actress Ellen Page criticised them for saying she dressed like a man.
Now, I try not to read gossip as a rule, but the other day, a website ran an article with a picture of me wearing sweatpants on the way to the gym. And the writer asked, why does this petite beauty insist upon dressing like a massive man?
The star of Juno and Inception revealed she's gay in the speech at the Human Rights Campaign's Time to Thrive event last week.
And I am here today because I am gay, and because maybe I can make a difference to help others have an easier and more hopeful time. I also do it selfishly because I'm tired of hiding and I'm tired of lying by omission.
A train in New South Wales has been evacuated after an injured drunk man claimed he had AIDS. The man boarded the train with a leg wound, but when he claimed he had AIDS, TrainLink staff made the decision to evacuate the more than 100 people on board, causing severe disruptions and leading to 7 people being stuck in a lift for an hour at Wollongong Station. After the evacuation, the man was allowed to remain on the empty train, where he was ferried to another station, where he was met by police and ambulance officers. The CEO of New South Wales HIV charity ACON, Nicholas Parkhill, says the irrational behaviour was caused by lingering perceptions of people living with HIV following the fear campaigns of the late 1980s.
In Brisbane, the HIV Foundation of Queensland has teamed up with popular male dating app Grindr to promote safe sex. Launched on National Condom Day, February 14, Grindr started asking its users to vote on their favourite terms to add to their profiles, which describes having safe sex. HIV Foundation Director Dr. Darren Russell says they want to see a greater uptake of condom usage between casual partners in order to drive down new HIV infection rates in the state.
Federal MPs have been bombarded with roses as part of a new campaign highlighting the straight and gay couples still waiting for reform to the Marriage Act. 50 MPs have been targeted as potential gay marriage converts by Australian Marriage Equality, with the message that Australia is waiting.
All around Australia, people are waiting.
Our sons.
Our daughters.
Our mates.
Our families.
For one simple thing.
To be able to marry the person they love.
Facebook has rolled out new profile gender options for users who don't self-identify as male or female. When editing your profile on Facebook, you can now choose the custom option, which then allows you to identify on and with your own terms. The social networking site won't release a definitive list of the options available, but ABC News in America found more than 58 possible answers. Facebook started rolling the new feature out to its more than 1 billion active monthly users on the day before Valentine's Day.
The news was mixed across America's South last week. A federal court ruling throwing out Virginia's ban on gay marriage has been stayed by the judge pending an appeal. Virginia couple Bob Witek and Bob Connolly say the ban has forced them to wait to tie the knot.
We did not want to go get married somewhere else just to return home and not be married.
The courts are really validating almost what the American people believe.
In Kentucky, another federal court ruled that the state must recognize same-sex marriages legally performed in other jurisdictions. But in Kansas, lawmakers approved a sweeping bill allowing businesses to refuse to serve gay customers based on sincerely held religious beliefs. The Jim Crow-style law is unlikely to pass the Republican-controlled Senate. However, Senate President Susan Weigel said that while her members were opposed to gay marriage, the bill unfairly sanctions discrimination.
US President Barack Obama has delivered a searing rebuke of Uganda's president, who's confirmed he'll sign the country's extreme anti-homosexuality law. Alastair Kingston has the story.
The draft legislation in Uganda has alarmed human rights activists as it further criminalises homosexual acts with penalties
including life in prison for a range of offences, including gay sex, between consenting adults. The US president says the legislation is an affront and danger to the gay community in Uganda and would complicate the valued relationship between the US and the African nation. The United States is Uganda's largest source of international aid, sending more than $400 million a year. The US is expected to review that relationship if the new legislation becomes law. For QNN, this is Alistair Kingston.
It's time now for QNN Sport. Here's Tanya Lewis.
English soccer captain Casey Stoney came out this week, inspired by Olympic diver Tom Daley. Her family and friends have known for a while, but now Stoney wants to help others who are struggling with the same decision. An American luger in Sochi is upset with the Canadian Institute of Diversity for creating a homoerotic commercial featuring a two-man luge team. The ad is designed to protest Russia's anti-gay laws, but Christian Neekum says it's a cheap joke aimed at his sport. And so far, two out athletes have medaled in Sochi. Lesbian skier Daniela Iraschko-Stoltz won silver in the first women's ski jumping event, and speed skater Irene Wüst has won gold. Wüst surprised everyone after her win by hugging Russian President Vladimir Putin. She says Putin asked her if everything was okay in Russia.
Thanks, Tanya. Staying with sport, a rising college football star widely tipped to be drafted into the NFL this May has come out publicly. Reaction was mostly positive, although the announcement by 24-year-old defensive lineman Michael Sam kicked off a barrage of debate about whether the NFL is ready for its first out player. Dallas TV commentator Dale Hansen absolutely laid into the critics who say Sam's sexuality threatens his chances of being drafted.
You beat a woman and drag her down a flight of stairs, pulling her hair out by the roots, you're the fourth guy taken in the NFL draft. Players accused of rape and pay the woman to go away. You lie to police trying to cover up a murder. We're comfortable with that. You love another man. Well, now you've gone too far. I'm not always comfortable when a man tells me he's gay. I don't understand his world, but I do understand that he's part of mine.
And that's it for QNN. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. We'll have more news next week.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.